Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is April 24th, 2024. It is Wednesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Grimoire Society, which I'm proud to announce has sold over 1,000 copies, which, whoa, it looks like our cute little situation is doing really well. I did do a TikTok where I was explaining kind of my inspiration for it. And my inspiration is basically, I did a TikTok recently where I was sharing my inspiration. And basically my inspiration is, I want every time it comes to your doorstep for you to feel like you are the madam or of like a Victorian haunted mansion or a caretaker for a haunted Victorian mansion, and you caretake for all the ghosts and your periodical checking in with the coven is showing up. And I really just wanted to create that fantasy a little bit. So I'm happy that it's resonating with some people. All right, so let's talk about magnolias. We're talking about the symbolism and the lore. So let's see. In Chinese culture, the magnolia tree symbolizes purity and nobility. The tree was also known for its healing powers because in traditional Chinese medicine, magnolia bark was used as a sleep aid. In Japan, the magnolia flower it represents love, nature, nobility, perseverance, and dignity. In the southern U.S., it symbolizes it is the magnolia tree that is the state tree of Mississippi, as well as the state flower. And the magnolia flower is also the state flower of Louisiana. The endurance and strength of the magnolia tree have also made them a symbol of everlasting connections, which is why magnolia flowers make a great addition to any wedding bouquet. And we have some color symbolism here. So they say white magnolia flower is good for purity and perfection, pink, youth, innocence, and joy, purple, luck and health, and green, joy, health, luck, and good fortune. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from People.com. Red-haired Kate Blanchett teams up with Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Hart, and more in Borderline's first look exclusive. In People's exclusive first look of her upcoming film, Borderlands, Blanchett, 54, sports a striking red hairstyle and a combat-ready look as infamous outlaw Lilith. A mysterious fugitive makes a homecoming to her planet Pandora in order to search for the missing daughter of Atlas. Lilith teams up with a band of outcasts that include former soldier Roland, Kevin Hart, preteen demolitionist Tiny Tina, Ariana Greenblatt, Tina's bodyguard Craig, Florin Muntau, and scientist Tannis, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Claptrap, Jack Black. One photo shows the team assembled peering down a manhole. This looks like it could have a lot of mythology involved. Again, we have Lilith, Pandora, Atlas. Yeah, this seems like it could be a lot of fun, for especially for like the sci-fi people, because it looks very sci-fi. All right, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Wednesday, April 24th. The waning gibbous moon continues to keep its secrets in Scorpio today. Here, the moon opposes Jupiter and Uranus and trines Saturn. Jupiter and Uranus are now exactly conjunct, which is notable because these conjunctions only occur every 14 years. Something lovely and unexpected has made itself known in our lives, and it's up to us to take advantage of this unforeseen opportunity. The trine to Saturn is highlighting the possibilities and pointing out how we can use this energy constructively. With the exact conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus being in opposition to the moon, we will need to put some work in to take advantage of this favorable moment. Your daily moon mantra is, excuses will always be there for you, but opportunity won't. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Attention, witches! This is Nina Moreau broadcasting a special alert from the Grimoire Society. We ask that witches please remember to subscribe to the new monthly newsletter. While we love psychically sending you every spell, recipe, penny dreadful, and conjure advice that we have, spirit representatives have asked that we cease clogging up the ether. We have contracted a special team of messenger pigeons to deliver your monthly newsletter directly to your doorstep. For only $5, you can sign up for this elusive serial at www.thegrimoiresociety.com. Remember, this notice is for witches only. If you are not a witch and have somehow come across this broadcast, you will forget all that you've heard in 3, 2.
All right, we have a question from one of our listeners, Melissa. Melissa says, does anyone have any advice or experience connecting with your guides? So I'm going to read some of the responses, and then we're going to see what Gaia.com suggests. Siren suggests, as basic as it might sound, sometimes meditation is a good place to start. It's always a good idea to ground and center in yourself, calling yourself in from all the places you're connected on a daily basis before raising consciousness out. I also recommend experiencing via visualization or sound or whatever method works. A locus or a focus point from which you begin journeying. That way you can return first. Okay, I do think we're getting a little complicated. Okay, meditation. Meditation is where it's at. You cannot receive messages or connection if you can't quiet your mind. Okay, so I would definitely work on meditation. If you have to do guided, I think that's a great way to start for people who maybe struggle with like ADHD, who struggle to stay still, who struggle with focusing, I would recommend guided meditation. That just helps your brain follow something so it doesn't get distracted. But meditation, again, as Sharon said, as simple. Is it Sharon? I'm pretty sure it's Sharon. I'm such a butt. I don't know what my problem is today. I keep calling Sharon Siren, and I apologize. And yeah, I agree. As basic as it sounds, that really is the place to start. You have to be able to meditate. Sharon then says, that being said, trust your gut. And if a guide comes in that doesn't feel right, thank them and send them away. You can also ask specific guides like ancestor guides or animal guides. I would also recommend looking into your dreams. Yeah. Lila says, I did this as a child without even realizing it. So I might not be very helpful to an adult perspective. But the relationship and friendship I formed with the elements, my perception of spirit allies, water, earth, fire, and air, hasn't changed much, although the way I chat with them is now easier and more complicated. It took a while to form a good communication. Vivian says, meditation and divination will help. Start with meditation, then do some divination to delve deeper. I know it's so basic and this is like such annoying advice to get, but meditation is really where it's at. Being able to quiet your mind and let things reach you is, in my personal opinion, kind of how you connect to everything in witchcraft. But maybe Gaia will have better advice. So let's see what they said. Okay. Gaia.com suggests, one, setting the mood. As with all ceremonies, your physical environment should be prepared to support these subtle energies. Light a candle, dim the lights, clear your clutter, and create a peaceful space. Bring into this setting any objects of power of which you hold significance, crystals, sacred objects, spiritual art, and then form a space that way. And I agree, especially if this is something you plan to do daily. Can you create like a specific room or corner altar with this so that you can get up in the morning, sit down, and you're ready to go? Next, have a clear intention. All spiritual endeavors should be carried out with a clear intention. Who do you wish to work with? What questions are you hoping to address? With clear focus, you can call in the beings most suited to answer your queries. Great. Go in with already knowing what you want. This is something I also recommend for doing readings. To respect my deck, I do not start shuffling until I know exactly what we're reading, how we're reading it, and what we're doing. I think it's just more respectful to that energy. And I agree. Go in with very clear intentions of what you're looking for and what information you're trying to gain. And I'm a big believer in doing that for any meditation. Next, practice with loving patience on yourself. Yes. Set no expectations. This way of being is rarely like fireworks. Rather, with patience and trust, you will find yourself in communication with energy and forces around you. Yeah, I agree. Again, go in with a clear idea of what you're looking for. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know? Think of like a haunted house, for example. I know this is so silly. Think of like a haunted house. When you hear stories of someone who moves into a haunted house, usually they're like, we were here for 6 months and then this stuff started occurring. So sometimes it can take 6 months, right? Imagine like doing one and being like, oh, I didn't get it right away. I'm out. You know, so I agree. Be patient with yourself. Next, relax and breathe. Breath is among our most available treasures and the surest way to bring ourselves into the present moment. With each breath, allow your awareness to deepen and become softer. No strain nor stress. Next, you can call in protection. With all spiritual work, doing a simple clearing will probably help you relax too, make you feel a little bit more confident. You can use different sounds, chants, things like that to help raise your vibration. You can also invite your spirit guides in. I think that's something that we don't consider. Sometimes something may just want an invitation, right? So when you go into that meditative state, you can go, you know, hey, I invite you in to share with me meaningful information. And if you do that, definitely do some sort of protection. You can ask for a sign. If you feel like you're not getting really clear messages or really easily understandable messages, asking for a sign, I think, is a great way to start building that relationship. Always give thanks when working with any sort of spirit. Treat it like you would a normal relationship and give thanks. Do things in return, things like that. And yeah, I hope this helps a little bit. I know it's not the clearest steps in the world, but I'm telling you, I really wish it wasn't as simple as meditation. And I really wish it was like this complicated formula where you need like 8 steps over here and then you have to master this and get this test and then bam, you're like magically connected. But it's just one of those things where it is really, really simple. It just takes work. And I feel like that's just not what anyone ever wants to hear. Does that make sense? I feel like when you watch movies and stuff, it's like the most insane trials and tribulations, but then it's just everything just works perfectly, which in turn makes it real easy. But in real life, it's actually quite simple, but it's hard. I don't know. I hope that makes sense. I really do. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Kelly Crane. Kelly, you opulent Arcadian vampire slayer. Nikki O'Hare, you earthy, dreamlike Wendigo. Nicole Brewer, you innocent Loch Ness monster. And Catherine Loughran, you sparkling, scrumptious werewolf. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card is the Eight of Hearts from the Jane Austen Tarot. And our card is Intuition, the Moon. Fanny Price is quiet and insightful, remaining true to her conscience throughout Mansfield Park. And a little housekeeping, we are starting Charmed Season 2 today on our Patreon, where we do a rewatch. And we're going to be starting out talking about grief and things like that. And, you know, when we do these Charmed rewatches, I really try to connect the magic happening in the show to, like, real life magic. And I think what we see Prue deal with in this episode in terms of questioning her witchiness because bad things happened is something I know I personally can really, really, really relate to right now in my life. And it was really wonderful seeing, you know. All right, so that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we reference can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.